As we prepare the altar for the Eucharist, I invite you to join in singing the Servant's Song. It's a really particularly special song to Mary Jane. The day we met, this was just a one particular song she really wanted to have us reflect on. And it's on. The words are found on the back of the bulletin that you have. So if we could join in singing that as we prepare the altar. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Amen. Our celebration of this Eucharist continues on page 367 of the Book of Common Prayer. I'd like to invite you to rise. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who rose victorious from the dead and comforts us with the blessed hope of everlasting life, to your faithful people, O Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when our mortal body lies in death, there is prepared for us a dwelling place eternal in the heavens. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We can remain standing.
We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with Mary Jane and St. Paul and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Alleluia.
As we prepare the cups for distribution of communion, just want to invite you to the table, invite you to come forward for a communion. This was the table that Mary Jane was fed most deeply in her spiritual journey, in her life with us here at St. Paul. So we invite you all to come forward. If you prefer not to receive communion, we just invite you to place your hands over your chest and we'll offer you a blessing. It's our custom here at St. Paul's to gather at the rail on each side. The ushers will guide you forward. You may either kneel or stand, and we'll come around to offer you the bread, the body of Christ. Our custom is to receive it in our hands, and then you may take that wafer and take it, and then when the cup comes, take a sip from the cup, or if you wish to take that wafer and dip it into the cup and receive, whatever your custom is. But we invite you to come forward. We're going to invite the family, Mary Jane's family, to come forward first, receive, and then the ushers will guide the rest of us, and the choir will come forward as well in a little while. I'd like to invite you to join with me in our post-communion prayer, which is found on page 498. If we could rise, page 498. And if we could pray together. Almighty God, we thank you that in your great love you have fed us with the spiritual food and drink of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and have given us a foretaste of your heavenly banquet. Grant that this sacrament may be to us a comfort in affliction and a pledge of our inheritance in that kingdom where there is no death, neither sorrow nor crying, but the fullness of joy with all your saints. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And may the peace and blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon us and remain with us forever. Amen.